For all the concern about water compromised by industrial and natural sources, and the cancer, decay, infection, and disease that can come with that contamination, the director of the West Virginia Water Research Institute, Paul Zimkevich, says hands down, and by a long shot, the biggest threat in water supplies in southern West Virginia and many other areas in the state is raw sewage.
Anything pales in comparison. Any contaminant you can think of pales in comparison to raw, untreated sewage.
We're talking about bacteria, parasites, viruses that can cause short-term problems like diarrhea, eye infections, respiratory disease, and long-term problems like cancer, dementia, and diabetes. And there are growing concerns about potential illnesses or effects from exposure to pharmaceuticals and synthetic hormones introduced through sewage. Maggie Nevi is the project coordinator for the Waste Water Treatment Coalition in McDowell County. The coalition's main objective is to end the practice of straight piping.
Right now, 67% of the county has no form of wastewater treatment whatsoever, and they do what's called straight piping, which is exactly what it sounds like. You take a PVC pipe, you run every drain from your sink, your shower, your tub, your washing machine, and your toilet, and it all goes straight into the creek.
The idea behind her wastewater treatment coalition is to improve the health and well-being of the people who live in McDowell County, of course, but also for the people who want to visit the area. She explains how the county has been benefiting from state investments, like with the Hatfield and McCoy Trail system, for example. But Nevi says right now, ATV enthusiasts that visit should probably be concerned.
They pretty much could be riding through raw sewage depending on the area that they're in.
Nevi says she worries about eye, ear, nose, and throat infections, especially for ATV riders who splash through creeks without helmets or goggles. Nevi says her coalition is taking steps to mitigate problems in some areas of concern. In the small community of Ashland, for example, they established a wetland which absorbs and cleans up a lot of crap.
The DEP's acceptable rate for fecal chloroform per milliliter is like 200 parts per milliliter. And in our swabs that we took of Ashland before we put the system in, it was 200,000.
Back at the West Virginia Water Research Institute, Director Paul Zimkevich says 67% of homes in McDowell County not having sewage treatment is a public health crisis. He explains that many of the pathogens you might encounter can be killed off by boiling water, but
you don't boil water to take a shower. When the kids play in the little plastic blowout back, are you boiling all that water too? Yeah. People drink this stuff, they get in contact with it. You don't boil the water before you wash your face. This stuff gets onto your person, and that's bad stuff.
In fact, whenever Zimkevich or any researchers from his team study water in the area, he requires inoculations for hepatitis B and C. And water studies are underway. West Virginia University's School of Public Health is currently studying samples from throughout southern West Virginia in an effort to grasp a finer understanding of chronic and acute problems the community faces with water supply issues. But let me make one point perfectly clear. These problems might exist in southern West Virginia to a larger degree, but raw sewage, naturally occurring manganese, and industrial impairment are problems that exist all through the state and region. Public health expert from WVU, Michael McCauley, says it falls on not only citizens within southern counties to be educated about risks and searching and moving towards solutions, but all citizens throughout the state and beyond. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.